This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, May 26th, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. And I think the comeback is here. Everyone is talking about hiring. 7-Eleven Inc. and participating independent franchise owners are collectively recruiting as many as 40,000 new employees to fill positions at more than 13,000 U.S. stores. A National Hiring Day event will be held at participating local stores June 3rd from 10 to 4 local time. However, positions are available at some stores now, and job seekers need not wait until June to apply. National Hiring Day information and applications are available at 7-Eleven.com/careers. And Jimmy John's is planning to hire up to 10,000 employees to support its more than 2,600 restaurants nationwide. Jimmy John's national hiring campaign event runs through tomorrow, Thursday, May 27th, from 2 to 5 p.m., and will aim to attract and hire talent for various positions on the spot across its system at both corporate and franchisee-owned locations. Sarah Muth, chief operating officer, said, "Many of our franchise owners and brand leaders began their careers in our restaurants, and our jobs have always presented unique opportunities for those looking to learn new skills, save for continued education, or chart their path to a successful career." Right at Home, an in-home care franchise system with 650 provider locations in 7 countries, announced that it has joined Moving Health Home, a coalition of innovative companies in their fields that is exploring ways to move more healthcare into the home setting. Brian Petronick, president and CEO of Right at Home, said, "Recognizing we are in a consumer-driven industry where aging adults want to be at home, we are encouraged to see coalitions like Moving Health Home focused on ensuring care can be delivered where the patient is most comfortable, leading to improved satisfaction and outcome." College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving has donated 2 million meals to U.S. Hunger, a national nonprofit committed to forging a path towards a hunger-free world through highlighting hunger issues, providing meals to those in need, and solving the root causes of food insecurity. Nick Friedman, co-founder and visionary of College Hunks, said, "Every one of our franchise locations is committed to doing their part in assembling and packaging healthy meals that are distributed far and wide to children as well as veterans and to the elderly who don't know from where or when their next meal is coming." The IFA announced a brand standards task force to ensure the interests of all stakeholders involved in the franchise relationship are equitable into the future. The task force will be led by Michael Sedd, Managing Director of MSA Worldwide, as chair, and Mary Thompson, COO of Neighborly, as vice chair. Back with People News after this word from 1UP Web. A site I'm recommending that all marketers, especially those working with franchise brands, is 1upweb.com/franchise. Lots of free franchise marketing resources like an SEO audit template, a guide to Google local listings for franchise businesses, and more. My favorite is 1UP Web's new Franchise Marketing Playbook. It's a guide for franchisors to support their marketing efforts at all levels of a system. It has specific tips for working with franchisees, and it includes some post-COVID data and insights. 1UP Web is an enterprise digital marketing agency and AOR for many great franchises with over 20 years of digital marketing experience. Learn more at 1upweb.com/franchise. In People News, Bojangles has named Byron Chandler as its new chief development officer, replacing Jose Costa, who has been promoted to chief growth officer. Franklin Junction, the food service e-commerce platform, has announced Rishi Nigam as the new CEO. Massage Heights announced that Susan Barso will be the new president and CEO. Shane Evans will continue as vice chairwoman on the board of directors. Russ Sumrall has been promoted to SVP of International Strategic Development at Church's Chicken. GNC announced that Alan Chester will assume the role of chief supply chain officer. And Vera Shafiq has joined Location 3 as Senior Director of Digital Strategy. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In events news, the Franchise Show is happening once again in person, this time in Houston, June 5th and 6th, and in Chicago, June 12th and 13th. Over the years, over 540,000 business ownership candidates have attended the Franchise Show's events, and I will be there podcasting from the exhibit hall floor and chatting with great brands like Zaxby's, Rosati's, and many more. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to great candidates, again, in person, at the Houston or Chicago shows, contact Michael Higham at michael@nationalevent.com about available booth space. And for more info, please check out franchiseshowinfo.com. Friday on Social Geek, we'll learn about the Black Franchise Leadership Council with Carolyn and Charles Thurston on the Social Geek Radio Network.